Or you wanted to go that way.
I envision three female attorneys coming together to have our voices heard. Each of us would have different opinions, different passions, different backgrounds, and different views. Although we are different and unique, we are able to come together to discuss our experiences, navigating through the legal profession and this thing called life. Now, the vision has come alive, and we invite you each and every week to listen to us as we talk about what's trending in the news and our legal insight. Tackle real life issues that affect not only us as attorneys, but us as women of color. Disclaimer, this podcast is intended to provide entertainment and general information. The information provided and the views given are not intended to constitute legal advice and should not be relied upon as legal representation. All views expressed on this podcast are our own and do not represent the opinions of any entity whatsoever we are affiliated with now or will be affiliated with in the future. Hey, y'all, and welcome back to No Further Questions podcast. It's been a minute since we've all been at the round table. We are here together. So we're going to introduce ourselves because maybe y'all might forgot. It's your girl, Brandy, to my left.
Hey, guys, it's Tria.
To my right.
It's Sam Frage. Reunited, and it feels so good.
What was that, Tria? The noise that they make, the sound.
Oh, they make that noise. Yeah. Okay, girl.
Well, yes, the ladies are back. We are back. And now we're coming back with a vengeance. We're coming back talking about the nigga word. We going in with it. Ooh, so today's topic is nigga, negro, whatever. And why is it still a thing? So apparently it's a lot of controversial things that's been going on in the news about people using the word nigga. And who can use it? So we're going to run this clip real quick with Gina Rodriguez.
I'm gonna keep using those words, huh?
So this is what Gina Rodriguez said.
Okay, so basically, Gina Rodriguez was singing a song, singing Fuji's song with Lauryn Hill, and she said the word nigger in the song.
Violation.
So, I mean, she was feeling the song.
That's cool.
So, she's singing a song, so what's wrong with it?
She could use that bleep. She do like every other non-black individual when they sing a song. When you get to that part, you be like...
But yeah. She was in the groove, though. She
wasn't. I don't care if you're singing
it.
That C Murder song. I'm down for my F the mother.
You know when the edit, do the edit version.
You know when to bleep them song them the N word out.
Well, first of all, the word nigger anyway is a derogatory term. Mm. Period. It has negative connotation. Nigga in the Urban Dictionary, because, you know, hey, you tell your homie, that's my nigga, that's my partner. It's still a negatory, like, it's derogatory. Tori, what's your thoughts?
It always has been derogatory, and just because we changed the ending of it doesn't make it now a term of endearment. And I think that's where the issues come in at. Plus... I'm sorry, her apology was lame.
Oh, it was trash.
Hi, I'm sorry. I think I did something wrong.
Because she wasn't sorry.
Cause she did the hair flip.
Because when she's at home, she be niggering up.
Ain't that a
what
song?
Up, my nigga? Where you at, my nigga? I'm sure if you call her voicemail, it's like, hey, leave a voicemail, my niggas.
But she was not sorry. She was a publicist. And do you think she just did the clip and then saw her tweets and then said, oh, let me just do something really quick?
Had to.
Nah, yeah, let me tell you what happened.
Apology.
They called her and was like, Gina, honey, you are in hair and makeup. And if you don't want to be killed at the end of this movie, before it even starts, you need to clean it up. She went and looked at her bank account. She said, let me issue this fake apology.
Well, she came back and did another one, a written apology in detail.
She didn't have a choice. The other one was bad.
But my thing is...
She didn't want to get killed at the end of the movie?
One thing that I can say, just own it. Y'all remember when Jennifer Lopez, when she came out with the song, because she thought... Remember when Jennifer Lopez was kind of black? Back in the 90s?
No, when she was dating Puff
Daddy. Early 2000s.
No, when she was a fly girl.
No.
She was named Puff Daddy.
It was after Puff Daddy when she made the song, Cause I'm Real.
With Ja Rule. She was using the N-word. She couldn't use it either because she wasn't black.
Yeah, but she did, didn't
Isn't she?
Isn't she
Puerto Rican?
She is.
She not black.
Puerto Ricans think that they're as close to us as possible.
They do.
That's because.
And like I said, she was a fly girl in Living Color.
So let's talk about the history of the reason why we have an issue with using the word nigga. Yeah. Like, and nigga. Nigger, G-E-R.
The way that you're saying it is aggressive.
It makes you aggressive. First of all, nigger makes you aggressive. Like, it's so derogatory.
But all of the terms that you're using are really aggressive. I'm kind of a little nervous.
But the way that you're saying nigger, it makes me automatically feel like I've been transported to 1945.
What? Nigger. It's the nigger derived from nigger. Like, I don't get it.
It goes back past 1945.
Well, I'm just saying, it just makes me feel like the civil rights.
And it should.
So, right. Nigger comes from the Spanish term, Latin term. I'm going to butcher this, so someone's going to come and tell me about myself. Niger, or Negro, which is the color black, right? And it said, so history is saying it goes back all the way to like the 1800s. The transatlantic slave trade is when that first started getting the derogatory nature that it has to this day. When I Googled this and I looked in dictionary.com, it was crazy to me. It said that it was one of the most, if not the most, offensive terms in the English language.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because so, even nigger used to also mean an ignorant fool.
Yeah, it means ignorant. But it was a way for the white man to essentially talk down to us during the slavery. And I say us, our ancestors during slavery time. And so that's where the word came from. And then, of course, you know, if you look at the civil rights movement, you can look at all the different clips where they're yelling nigger as Ruby Bridges is walking into the schools. They're yelling niggers. They're putting the hoses on the people. As they're sitting at the lunch counter, they're yelling it at us. So it wasn't a word where we walked around saying,
"What up, my nigga?"
They really love us.
What up?
And our ancestors didn't feel that they loved us in any of those times where those words were used. So I think from the history standpoint, nigger still to this day, and I think we probably can all pretty much agree, nigger to this day is still not a word that is a term of endearment. And our people are not going around and saying, "Oh, thank you so much for calling me that. I feel so much better in the world." I believe.
So Liz, we have a clip about the history of, hold that thought.
I didn't say nothing.
You about to. So we have a clip about with LBJ, who talks about, well, since we're talking about the history of the word nigger, LBJ, who I hope everybody knows, he was a former president. He was after,
what's his full name?
Lyndon B. Johnson. Lyndon Baines Johnson, and he's from Texas. He was, I don't know what number, but he was a United States president. He actually was appointed when John F. Kennedy was assassinated. So he was during the time of the 1960, did he do the 64 Civil Rights Act? Was he over that?
I don't know if you should give him that much credit.
I
will say this, that he did start the whole affirmative action.
I think it was still around that time. So we're gonna play that clip real quick with President Johnson, aka LBJ, 635 in Dallas. For my Dallas people, that's a shout out to y'all.
Cigarette tax, anything else. Federal government's telling the states pretty tough what their business is. Now, you can say that they can't discriminate, but I've got to prove that it discriminates, and I can't prove it in Texas. There are more niggers voting there than there are white folks. There are more of them buying poll taxes than there are white folks. Higher percentage of them. And I can't show that the literacy test is discriminated against because they haven't got any. They got no test at all. Just by God, anybody that can get up and pay $1.06 can vote.
Okay, so we're listening to this clip, and basically he uses the word nigger. He uses it like an everyday language. That's how you can tell by this potential clip
that he rolled off his tongue.
That's what he called black people. Like, that's what he called it. So, is there an issue with that? It's 1964. He talking about voting. He calling black people niggas. He from Texas. That's the South, despite what you people say. Texas is the South.
If you ask my husband, he says it's the Southeast. It's not really.
It's not the South.
Okay. But South. I'm a Texan. So
right. Now, I think the word was for him to even use it and to be so comfortable using the word. We were still in the middle of, I believe, the Civil Rights Movement had not been finished and completed at that point. And so that's how they viewed us. That was our name. We were not blacks. We were niggers and colored. And I don't believe that my ancestors, I'm going to talk about my people, would not have been excited to hear him in that conversation being called niggers.
I also don't think they would be surprised.
They wouldn't be surprised, but I don't think they were going around and said, wow, he's talking about us today and he called us niggers. I mean, it's not a word where they just felt uplifted.
So I'm going to take it even further since we're talking about nigger too. So then my thing is, because you brought up a point about the word colored. We not calling each other colored, but we can take nigger and break it down to nigger. Like, why? Why are we doing that? Because nigger and colored, they're both derogatory terms.
Well, I just think that we have transitioned into all different types of names. So it's just like some stuck and some different. Some didn't stick. Like, a lot of people don't say African-American no more. A lot of people feel like it was derogatory to say black. Like, for us black people. True. And now we just like black folks this, black folks that. It's no longer offensive, you know? So I just think that we as a culture kind of decide what we want to pick and choose. You know, it really, nigger came from niggard. Like, that's what they used to say. And then it was what? It was something before African-American. It was
black. Negro.
It was Negro.
We were colored.
Colored.
And I think it was just African-American.
It was African-American. Okay. Well, it's like, you know, I mean, some people don't even like being called African-American anymore. They just prefer black. So I just think that we as a culture, we are innovative culture, and we take lemons and make lemonade.
So we going to the prayer and we're like, okay, my nigga. And well, it's okay. Like, I'm still, granted, I mean, I'm at fault. There are times where I will say the word socially. I should not be saying it. I still don't think we should be saying the word because where it came from, where it derives from, it is definitely a wrong word. Like, it's,
but we do that. We do that with all types of words. Like, women do it with bitch.
Like, we do that.
But I don't call anybody that.
Well, you don't. But I'm just saying women
and
as...
And I think if someone calls me that, that's very offensive. And right. I'm not like, oh my gosh, thank you so... Oh, she liked me today.
That is you, Taria. But I'm saying as a whole, when you talk to a group of women, if you were to poll some of those women, because my best friend, she hates the word bitch, and don't call her like, hey, bitch, don't do that. That's not her. But for the most part, if you put 10 women in a room... I would say 5 out of 10 are gonna.
I would probably say 6 out of 10. I think it depends on where you're located at. I think in your environment that might
I think
be
you're
true.
Wrong.
Okay, in my environment that's not okay. You can't put 10 in a room and 6 are gonna say that word is okay. And I think that's where the problem comes in at is that if someone says that's an offensive word, it's an offensive word. Maybe you've never been called. I've been called nigger before. I was called nigger in Austin. I did not leave saying. Man,
but I
feel better about life. That's not what I felt.
Right, but it's also like I've been called nigger before by someone who meant it in a derogatory term, and then I've also seen people say "Sam, my nigga," and I wasn't like,
what did you say to me? What did you say to me?
Like, come on now. I mean. Offensive is relative to a certain extent. Like, things that you may be offended by, it may not offend other people. But going back to my example of the word bitch, like, a lot of women say, you know, hey, bitch, what's up? They use it as a colloquialism, just like the word nigga. And some women will be offended. But I know, for example, if my good girlfriend says, bitch, I got something to tell you, And if I go home and my husband's like, bitch, okay, now we got problems. Okay, again, so now we got problems.
That's where I think a lot of this discussion comes in about why can you use nigger versus, well, why can't people use nigger versus nigga?
It's not people. It's just
there's full discussions on this. There's articles. That's why we're talking about it. This is not just we came up with it. There's a lot of discussions that are happening, and there's this thought that there's hypocrisy behind it, right? Somebody can say it, but the other person can't say it, and I got to figure out if I offended you, if I can say it, which category can't say it, or which category cannot say it. At the end of the day, nigga derives from a very offensive word.
It does.
Period.
Yeah,
I don't believe that our ancestors are like, you know what, man, all those whips that I took, the hangings, the lashings, the fire hoses, the dogs, all of that was worth it. Because now we're saying these words that is still offensive.
I think our ancestors would be like, wow, they're out here getting an education and they ain't getting their legs cut off running away. And they can actually go to school and learn how to read, my nigga. That's what I'm talking about. I don't think they would care about nigga.
So you don't think Martin Luther King Jr. would care if, say, he came back today in society and he walking around as much as he fought for, and I'm not even Harriet Tubman, even Rosa Parks, Malcolm X. Maybe Malcolm X. But
Malcolm X for sure.
Malcolm X might dap you up. But like,
what up?
He might.
Yeah.
But, and not to just single anything out. So you really think that, say, if they were alive today, they would be happy and be like, what up, my nigga? I'm glad you getting this education. I'm glad you getting it. I think they would be highly offended.
No, what I'm saying is that I think that the things that they fought for were much bigger than the N-word. I don't think that the civil rights movement did not start from, hey, guys, please stop calling me nigga. Like, no, they wanted us to have the same school, to be able to have the same education, to be able to have the same opportunities. So do I think our ancestors would be disappointed in us taking the word nigga? No, I don't, because I think that they would have seen how far we have come. I think they would be more disappointed in black men getting shot by the police. I think that would probably be disheartening.
And they calling us niggers.
Right. And those are two different things. Black people getting shot by the police is an issue. But at the same time, we're sitting here saying that we're now educated.
Yeah.
Right. And that's what they fought for. And we're making uneducated moves by sitting here talking about a word that we desensitized, which is still an offensive word. We're sitting here saying, okay, nigger is unacceptable, but nigga is okay because some rappers told us it was.
That's pretty much what
it is. That's what happened.
Or I was reading an article, Paul Mooney did a comedy bit, and that's when it also started getting big, because he was like, nigga, bye. And then you start hearing around the 70s or whatever, people was like, nigga, bye. Or, you know, or right, whatever, gone nigga, or something like that. So then it turned into, it was derogatory, then they put in their comedy shows, you know, then right, it started getting popular. But at the same time, I'm like, I mean, I'm leaning to the left. Mm-hmm. I'm having to agree with Taria. We're all guilty of using the term, but I just think that it shouldn't be used because it's derogatory in the history of where it comes from.
And then we have to go back and parse who can say it and who can't say it. And I'm sorry, if everybody hears us saying it, these rappers are not saying, hey, guys, before you press play, they're not saying, before you press play, I'm about to use some terms. I don't want any white people or non-black people buying my music.
You just need to use sense. Like, we're not the only group that has taken a term that was used derogatory and they use it in their own social groups. Like, I would never use the F word if I was, and I'm not a part of the gay community. But they use it towards each other. Some of them find it offensive. Some of them don't. We're not the only group. Jewish people. I would never say, call another Jewish person a Jew in a disrespectful way. They make light of it in their own way. Every group has taken a derogatory term and turned it into something that they use within their group. And I find it just flabbergasting that it's so hard for non-black people to understand why you cannot say the word. You're not a part of the group. It's the same thing as if my mama calls me and says, what up, big head? I'm not getting offended. It's my mama.
But here's the thing, though. When you say, when you say like the F word in the LGBTQ community, if I guess the derogatory term Jew, to me, those words, and I may be wrong, nigga come from, we was getting beat, slavery. You know, it was to belittle us. It was to, it was it, all of us. I don't know if
the
those
F
other
word was.
There's no word that is that is in comparison to nigger. There's okay. none. Okay. There, one doesn't exist.
I guess and Jewish people didn't have the Holocaust. When
they do, but
them.
There's no word that. So calling, first off, most of the Jews do not call themselves say that term. That's the first thing. So there might be a subsection of them that says it.
Correct. Same here.
No. You're saying either. It's a lot of people that say it. A whole ton of people that say it.
Okay.
And therefore, that's why it makes it okay. And the rappers came out and told y'all that this was okay. But here's the deal. Why are we taking, I'm sorry to say this, the uneducated, that they're our loud piece? They're our spokesperson?
I think that's offensive. Like, not every rapper is uneducated.
I'm saying for the majority part, they're uneducated. And so we're letting them tell us how to use an offensive word.
Or are they using it and then we're just, they're not telling us to do anything. No, they're using it the way they fit, they choose, and we're picking up on it. They're not telling you, hey, everyone, go around, say, my nigga.
I don't know.
Everyone scream, my nigga. Like, no, that's what they choose to use in their music. Now, if you choose not to listen to that artist, that's your right. You don't have to listen. You ain't got to sing not one word. But that's how that person chooses. And to go back to your point, as far as the LGBT community and the F word, that was a derogatory term that was used for years against the gay community. And it's very offensive. However, some people use it and they embrace it. And I don't think it's any, if their community is okay with it and other people using it, then I think that it's okay for them. I'm not a part of that community, so I can't speak to it.
Well, let's switch gears, because this is a good debate. So you keep saying this over and over. People can't have hall passes using the word. Like, other races can't have a hall pass.
Nope. Mm-mm.
So, like, Becky can't use it.
Nope.
Josh can't use it.
Nope. Mm-mm.
You know, no other race can use it. Why?
Because I feel like it goes back to the same thing. If you are a member of that community, then you have a right to determine, hey, I can use this. Every community has words in which they choose to use. We as women, we have certain words that we can use amongst women. Some of you may choose not to use it. But
what word are we talking about that we use?
Some people use bitch. Some people use cunt. Some people use, we use all types of stuff as women to communicate with each other, to joke around. Now, some women who are uptight,
That's offensive because that's not a being uptight because I don't want to be called derogatory terms. That's not uptight.
Okay. So
that's just
what I
me,
will say.
You direct me as the woman that I am.
Right.
Again, we're using derogatory terms and then trying to say, this is not offensive. I'm now feeling a term of endearment. No, it's still offensive terms.
But what's just offensive because, to you is not offensive to everyone else. And you don't get to take the paintbrush and say, I'm Taria. I can decide what's offensive for women, what's offensive
well,
for
not.
Black people.
I'm not. There's a whole group of people that feel exactly like I do.
Right.
So I'm not taking it for the whole black
you,
culture.
But I'm saying
as a black woman, right. And as a woman, no, you're not going to call me the B word. No, you're not going to call me see you next Tuesday word because you don't need to. Grow your vocabulary and learn how to speak to someone and let's uplift and encourage instead of just using these derogatory terms. Why are we using them? I still don't understand. I still don't understand why we need them in our vocabulary in order to have a good relationship with my sister next to me. That's
you
not
don't,
necessary.
But that may not be your deal, and that's okay. But what I'm saying is what's offensive to you or what may be seem derogatory to you may not be derogatory to the next woman. And so you could say, don't call me a bitch. Don't call me a cunt. I'm not that. But I'm saying if I'm over here and other women are calling each other that, and that's what they choose to do, and that's how they choose to communicate. Who am I? Freedom of speech. They can call each other whatever they want. But I do have a problem when someone is not a member of that community and is doing that. Like if I saw a guy calling a girl a bitch, hold on. You're not finna disrespect her like that.
But if she's okay with it?
If she's okay with...
She says, hey, he can call me that. I feel encouraged. I feel like there's a term of endearment. stop being uptight, let him do what he does, then there shouldn't be a problem, right?
No, because you get to have a license for what someone will, what you will accept from someone. What Brandy may be able to say to me, or what you may be able to say to me, a stranger on the street may not be able to say to me. And so it's a difference. So if a stranger on the street, if she's not okay with that individual calling her that, then she needs to tell him, or I'll check him and say, no, we're not getting down like that. Because contrary to popular belief, we all have different allowances for different groups of people. Now, maybe derogatory terms or offensive terms or whatever it is in your social group, maybe y'all don't do that. Maybe y'all do something different. But I do believe that every single person allows for people to get away with certain things within their social group that they would not allow a stranger to get away with.
Hold it thought. Hold it thought. Let's play this clip with Chris Rock allowing C.K. Lewis to use the word nigger.
White people are rich. They're just rich forever and ever. Even their kids are rich. Yeah. But when a black guy gets rich, it's countdown to when he's poor.
He's the blackest white guy fucking know.
And then all the negative things we think about black people, this fucker.
You're saying I'm a nigger?
Yes, you are the niggerest fucking white man I have ever.
Amazing. I don't think he could do that.
Oh,
I don't think he has those qualities.
You don't even understand.
Really?
You don't really know him like I've worked with him.
Not like your bit
I wouldn't use it anywhere.
No, exactly. These two.
We say nigger on stage.
On stage.
You guys don't. That's interesting.
That's
two teams
that's
here.
The difference between
That's right. That's right.
We say nigger on stage. You guys don't.
But that's definitely a pairing. Who says nigger on stage? We don't.
Well, you just did. Yeah,
that's right. You and me say nigger in private.
No.
Okay.
These two guys don't. I don't believe he's.
So we just showed a clip about how Chris Rock allowed C.K. Lewis to say the word nigger. And then Jerry Seinfeld and I can't say the other guy's name. What's his name? The other guy that was on there.
Some other comedian.
Yeah.
Right.
They was like, nope, I ain't gonna say it.
But then he said it.
He did say
it. Because he had to get his little nugget in too. It's like, we all
but
say
see,
it.
There was a lot of issues with that clip.
There was a lot of issues.
And before you get to the other one, I mean, he definitely insulted wealthy black people. So
yeah,
it's a lot.
But we're gonna focus on, we're gonna narrow it down.
I wanted to point that out because that was an issue.
But we're gonna stick to right now. They let him say the word nigger.
Not they.
Chris Rock let him say the word nigger. And then the excuse was, well, they say the word nigger all the time on stage.
Well, and then it was weird to me how he pointed out these two can say that, like, they're equivalent. Like, one is black and one is not. So.
But since Chris Rock gave him a pass.
Chris Rock just said he's the blackest white person he knows.
Which I still don't know what that means. If someone could explain it, please write in and explain what that means. Please. Anyone. Leave it in the comments because I need to know what is it?
Everybody
blackest white man?
Blackest white person he knows.
Everybody want to be black till it's time to be black.
Correct. But, you know, he's come under fire for it. I have so many issues with this clip, mostly because Chris Rock is one of my favorite comedians, but I just don't believe in the hall pass at all. I don't.
So everybody who's non-black should not say the word.
Correct.
What is non-black?
Meaning you are not black. That is non-black. You are not black.
What? Okay, so I'm going to have to take it back.
When you take black? The census, what do you check in that box? What does this U.S.
Other.
Census say?
Well, what if they other?
Are we going back to
Did they have a black box?
They had an other.
But did they have a black box?
Do we have just a straight black box now? Is it black and African-American?
Yeah, it's like black/ African-American.
Okay. Yeah.
So are we going to go back to I think it was the Civil Rights, or maybe it was past that, slavery? The one drop?
Oh, if you got one drop of in you, you're black. That's slavery.
I didn't told
that's
you.
That's Reconstruction. I didn't told you. I think that's Reconstruction.
When you fill out a job application, that's a good one.
No, it's not.
Yes,
no. When you're going to college and you want that affirmative action, which one are you choosing?
No. See, but that's what I'm. No, no. See, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. That's why you can't use that one because you may be trying to
the color black.
No, I'm saying that's why you can't use that one because you might be trying to just get in on a little scholarly. You
so
know,
then, okay. So then that person want to be
told
black.
You the US census.
So black people, you came from slavery. Your ancestors were
correct.
Slaves.
I think it should
so
be
Africans.
Yes. No.
Mm-mm. Yet what? You said yes and no.
That
so
they
I know what
kid,
she was, I know what she was going with. It, you know,
so like no,
like Africans. No. Mm-mm.
So Africans can't. Why?
Because
they definitely don't know our struggle, and that's episode.
Uh huh. The next episode is coming out.
Right.
That's what I was like, I don't know the episode number.
Okay. I will see that they do not know our struggle.
Okay. No, but here's my logic though: is that we talk about our ancestors, right? And we talk about how derogatory the term was used, right? And you and I differ on whether they should be used or not. But I think we all can agree that our ancestors were called this term. And if you have an ancestor who was called this term, I feel like you have vested into the nigga society. Now, if you do not have ancestors
nigga society
who went through this struggle, i.e. slavery.
Indians went through the struggle. Can they use it?
Yes. Indians.
No.
They
had slaves.
No.
The Native Americans had slaves. They
no.
don't want us too. No, they cannot.
Okay. No. I was kidding. No. But I'm saying, seriously, if your ancestors were from slavery, I think you should be able to say it. And I think that if your ancestors were not, then I don't even know why you want to say it. Like, if I was not black, I would not even really want to even say it. Like, me and my godfather is a white man. He really hates the word. Like, he's given me, like, lectures about why I shouldn't say it. He's talked to me about, you know, why nobody should say it, all this stuff. And I'm like, okay.
But you still gonna be a nigga and say the word.
I said he was white, didn't I?
So you still gonna be
but
a nigga and say the word.
Points as to why, and we agree on part of it because I agree with you that I don't think anybody should be able to say it. But if that's not gonna happen, then you definitely can't say it if your ancestors were not a part of the suffering that came behind that word.
Oh, I agree. You know, I mean, we all agree about that. If you ain't black, you can't say the word. Right. Like, it's, you don't get a hall pass. You're not going to run up on me and tell me, hey, my nigga. No, it's right. not happening.
So even the Afro-Latinas?
No, ma'am.
No.
No, ma'am. No.
Puerto Ricans?
Sorry, no. Evelyn Lozada, Cardi B. Even though some of y'all going to be like, Cardi B's mom is from Trinidad. Okay. J-Lo,
Fat
Gina
Joe.
Rodriguez, Fat Joe. What's the other guy who passed away? That was Fat Joe's best
Big
friend.
Big Pun.
Big Pun.
I think they was cousins.
Yeah.
But my thing is too, it goes back to what I said. Everybody want to be black till it's time to be black.
Right.
So you want to be black when you want to use the word, or like Chris Rock said, oh, you the whitest black man I ever seen. So everybody want to be black until it's time to be black. But then when it comes down to it, it's like, oh, no. I am a white
but
man.
So what do you say about the black people who they embrace the word? I'm not one of them, but they embrace the word and they're like, since it's such a great word, yeah, everybody can say it.
That burns me. That if you want,
because I'm taking back the word and I'm gonna change the
let me tell you something.
It means ignorant.
If you want to see
ignorant fool,
if you want to see me upset, is sit there and watch a black person allow for a non-black person to say nigga. I don't care if you singing a song. I don't care if you're talking to somebody else. Like, and their name is nigga. You need to come up with a nickname. Because I can't stand it.
So,
I cannot stand it.
So were you, then I guess you weren't more offended by that clip with Chris Rock allowing him to say nigga.
Yes, I was very disappointed.
Nigga.
Well, I don't care. Let me be clear. If you are non-black, if you don't know who Harriet Tubman is, okay?
They know who Harriet Tubman is.
No, I used to work for a law firm, and I was the only black person in the room, and nobody knew who Harriet Tubman was. And it was like a couple years ago when they were trying to put her on the, was it $10 bill?
$20
bill?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. So nobody knew who she was. So my thing is this. Nigga is not a go for you. Nigger is not a go for you. And I got another one for you, because I've heard this too.
Neglect.
My knee. That is also not for you.
Okay. I remember when Kendrick Lamar brought the white guy on stage and had him rap his song. It mm-hmm. went viral. And, you know, Kendrick Lamar had the song in there. You know, nigga had words thrown around. And the white guy, word for word, said it and stopped when it came to that.
That's right.
And he did. He did. Because everybody right. was like, is he going to say it? And Kendrick Lamar even told him and high-fived him and praised him and said, you didn't say the word. That's what's up. You right. know,
and why
whatever.
Is that? Because the word is offensive, and he understood that.
I think it's because...
No, it's offensive.
You start seeing flashbacks. You can't watch a civil rights movie, okay, and then walk around and have people singing all these rap songs. Watch Rosewood and then watch that clip again. See how
Mississippi Burning.
Yeah. See how watch Roots and then watch
that was a long time ago though.
Chris Rock.
That was a long time ago.
I don't care.
And I think I lived a few years in Austin, and it was my understanding that
they so liberal and weird.
That's not liberal, they're just racist. Oops, did I say it?
Shout out to Austin. Right. I like Austin kind of.
But
they look
everybody,
too liberal.
There's, you don't have, but I think it's like 3% black. Mm-hmm. And so every white person has one black friend. And therefore they are like, well, so-and-so gave me the pass. Mm-mm. And I can
there's no
say pa-
there's no pass there. To give. We there's still, no
but
pa-
if that's the only friend that they know and they've said, yeah, you're fine. You're fine, Susie, to use the word. You're fine. I said it's
that's
okay.
how Susie get beat up.
She doesn't know
no,
any better.
No, but see, that's the thing, is because if you have black friends and they're allowing for you to get away, because you're going to be tried, okay? If you have multicultural friends, you're going to be tried. But see, you have to learn how to give that face. Don't try this. Do not try
no,
this.
No, I'm saying, like, if Susie got one black friend.
Right.
And Susie go, do-do-do-do-do-do, and then she, I don't know, she end up with, she on the bus or on the train or something, and it's like five black people or whatever, and she overhear a conversation. They be like, what's up, my nigga, this, and that. And she turn around and be like, oh, what's up, my nigga? Just...
Susie knows that that's offensive. I want non.
But if her black friend
that's the
gave
whole,
her a pass.
Exactly. That's the whole. You can't go and say, hey, Susie, you can say it inside the house.
You know, you want to know why I know that non-black people know that it's not okay to say the word, is because every year you have a clip like that where someone is saying it that's not supposed to be saying it, and then you also have the age-old question, why can y'all say it and we can't? Like, when I was a kid and I heard my parents cussing, I was never like, why can y'all say bitch and I can't? These are grown-up words, okay?
So nigga is a grown-up word?
It's a word for a community. When you reach a certain...
Well, it's for black people.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like...
I'm sorry, non-black people.
Also, wait.
I'm confused for you. Whole explanation,
I don't understand
I
what's confusing.
It's very confusing.
But let me say this
it's
first.
It's very confusing. Can you
shout
write
out,
them a book?
Hold on. Shout out. I got to clarify something. My parents really didn't say, like, cuss words, because my mom would get mad at me for saying
you better
it.
Fix it.
Okay. But it's not really confusing, okay? It's not. It's not
well,
confusing.
You know what?
It's
we
not.
Can, we
it's
gotta...
the same reason why, like, I don't celebrate Jewish holidays. Why? Because I'm not Jewish, okay? Like, I'm not part of that community, okay? It's the same thing.
It's not. You can if you want to. What are you talking about?
Hold it, though.
No,
we gotta,
it's
hold
offensive.
Hold it, though. We gotta...
Why would you celebrate a Jewish holiday if you're not Jewish? That's offensive to the people who are Jewish. That's like making fun of
we
people.
We gonna go. Okay, so we got a clip that would probably put some sense to all of this. Who can and cannot say the word nigga?
From Sam's perspective,
we have a clip. That could, I'm not even saying clear enough from Sam's perspective or Taria's perspective, or even mine.
It's a perfect explanation to me.
It breaks it down, because it just breaks it down. So it's by Mr. Coates, and we're going to run that clip down.
Last week, Northwestern had this concert with Lil Uzi Vert. He uses the N-word profusely, like a ton, and there was an email sent out to students who went to this concert saying, you don't have a right to use this word, which I 100% agree with. Like, I, as a white person, I don't have any right. I haven't, until reparations are paid, until there's some sort of giving back, there's no right. But what do you say to, I don't know what to do when I hear my friends using this word in a song. I don't know what to do when it's just, it's all the time.
Words don't have meaning without context, okay? My wife refers to me as honey. That's accepted and okay between us. If we were walking down the street together and a strange woman referred to me as honey, that wouldn't be acceptable. The understanding is I have some sort of relationship with my wife. Hopefully I have no relationship with this strange woman. When I was young and I used to go see my family in Philadelphia where my dad was from, they would all call him Billy. His name is William Paul Coates. No one in Baltimore called him Billy, and had I referred to my father as Billy, that probably would have been a problem. That's because the relationship between myself and my dad is not the same as the relationship between my dad and his mother and his sisters who he grew up with, right? We understand that. It's the same thing with words within the African-American community or within any community. My wife, with her girlfriend, will use the word bitch. I do not join in. I don't, you know, say, hey, I don't do that. And perhaps more importantly, I don't have a desire to do it. You understand? You know, a while ago, Dan Savage was gonna have this show that he was going to call Hey Faggot. I'm not gonna yell faggot at Dan Savage. I'm just not, that's not my relationship with the LGBT community. And I understand that, and I'm okay with that. I don't have a desire to, you know, yell out the word, you know, faggot. I just don't have that. The question one must ask, if that's accepted and normal for groups of people, we understand that, you know, it's normal, actually, for groups to use words that are derogatory in an ironic fashion. Why is there so much hand-wringing when black people do it? Black people are basically, you know, however you feel about it, they're not outside of the normal rules and laws for humanity. I had a good friend who used to have this cabin in upstate New York, which he referred to as the white trash cabin. He was white. I would never refer to that cabin. I would never tell him I'm coming to your white trash cabin. I just wouldn't do that. I think you understand why I wouldn't do it. The question one must ask is why so many white people have difficulty extending things that are basic laws, you know, of how human beings interact to black people. And I think I know why. When you're white in this country, you're taught that everything belongs to you. You think you have a right to everything. You have a right to go where you, and you're conditioned this way. It's not, you know, because you know, your hair is a texture, or your skin is light. It's the fact that the laws and the culture tell you this. You got a right to go where you want to go, do what you want to do, be however, and people just got to accommodate themselves to you. So here comes this word that, you know, you feel like you invented. And now somebody will tell you how to use a word that you invented. You know, why can't I use it? Everyone else gets to use it. You know what, that's racism that I don't get to use it. You know, that's racist against me. You know, I have to inconvenience myself and hear this song and I can't sing along? How come I can't sing along? You know what I mean? And I think, you know, for white people, I think the experience of being a hip hop fan and not being able to use the word nigga is actually very, very insightful. It will give you just a little peek into the world of what it means to be black. Because because to be black is to walk through the world and watch people doing things that you cannot do, that you can't join in and do, you know? And so I think there's actually a lot to be learned from refraining.
So that was definitely a good clip on, well, it was an informative clip on breaking down why white people and non-black people cannot be black. I mean, why they can't use the word nigga. But at the same time, it goes back to, I like what he said, you know, white people want to try to be black and, you know, kind of go through the world, you know, seeing things or whatever. But again, everybody want to be black until it's time to be black. But I know you got some thoughts. You had some thoughts.
Oh, she can go first. That clip wrapped up our whole speech for today. So, I mean, I think we understand Sam's point in this, but I think my question would be, he brought it up about desires. Why do we even have a desire to use this word that's offensive, that we did not invent?
I was just about to say,
it was invented by
the word.
The white person who wanted to insult us, who wanted us to call us ignorant, who wanted to continue to break us down even after we'd already been broken down. So why do we have a desire to use a word that when it was first invented and brought into this world, no one was feeling uplifted? They weren't. And you can think about all the different times where these words were being slammed and used. And now we want to take a word because hip hop culture told us to use it. And we want to use it. I just don't understand. Hip-hop culture also uses the B word to talk about black women all the time, but you can't go call their mom the B word.
Taria, I have a question for you. You went to LSU, right?
Yes.
That's a PWI, right?
Yes.
They used to not let black people in, right?
Right.
Why did you have a desire to go to a school who used to not want to let you in? Like, they didn't want you there. Like, they used to not want you there. Why do you have a desire? Why did you have a desire to go to a school who... ultimately,
the same reason why you
founded.
Went to a PWI.
I did, but I don't have a problem with turning lemons into lemonades. Obviously, you do.
So I chose to go to the school that I wanted to go to. That does not negate from my point that that's an offensive word, that I fully agree with the point that non-blacks shouldn't be using it. I'm just taking a step further and saying black people should not be using it either because it's still offensive.
Well, that goes back to your question was, why do we want to use a word that was started off as derogatory, but there are so many other things that black people use that started off as derogatory in the sense of they did not want us there. They did not want us in schools. They did not want us to learn how to read. They did not, it's the list goes on. Why did we want these things? So we, as a culture, have always taken lemons and made lemonade. And I use that loosely and I keep saying lemonade, but what I'm saying is that we as a culture have endured, we've been oppressed, and we've always seen a way to overcome that and turn it into something better. But you can always ask, well, this is derogatory. They didn't want you at this school. Why did you want to go to this school? You had black schools. Why didn't you just go to the black schools? You had HBCUs. They wanted you there. They were created for you so you wouldn't go to a white school. So why did you want to go to that school? So it's the same. I mean, the list could go on as far as why we as a culture choose the choices that we make. But I don't think that we should be ridiculed or criticize each other because some, not everyone, is okay with using that term. But I think that the bigger argument is that you need to understand that whether you're black and you don't want to use it or whether you're black and you want to use it, Those are two different conversations. But when we're outside looking in, we need to be united and say, look, regardless of whether you black, you want to use it, black, you don't want to use it, just because you say, I don't agree with black people using it, we can also agree that non-black people.
Well, I've already said that.
Yeah, I told you, I said that.
So before you started, I said that I don't have an issue with
right, but what
non-black
I'm
people
yes,
saying
well,
it.
What I'm saying is that sometimes what I've seen, and I'm not saying you made that statement, is that people feel like because, well, black people say it, so, I mean, if we say it, then we can't tell them not to say it. And I just find that asinine. Like, I just find that absurd.
So I was going to say, we're going to wrap this up. But real quick, what about mixed people? And can we show the picture of Logic? So Logic, along with Drake, J. Cole, these are mixed rappers. Is it okay for them? Drake say the word. Right. J. Cole say the word.
And no one talks about Drake.
Exactly. Until he did the blackface thing. But
and then he still kind of got away with it, low-key.
Low-key, he did. Cause
well, maybe it's because he actually checks. Well, he wouldn't check black on the census, would he?
He would, because his dad is black. Okay. His mom is white. So the question is, what about mixed people? So if mixed race people...
So
check
can
black.
Eminem say it because black people listen to his music.
But Eminem was not black.
I know.
And
but
he
she
says
said
it.
That since black people listen to the music, then it's okay.
No, I was saying because black people cash his checks. I mean, pay him checks. So
what about, that is a good question. Eminem. Eminem is white.
All the way.
He is. And he's never
I
said
think he
it.
Has. I don't think it's some of his songs.
I don't think he's ever said it.
Okay, offline and off air, we will definitely research. But
he might not have a song with it, but I promise you he said it in mixed company.
I'm not going
to. He probably said it to Dr. Dre when he was Slim Shady.
I'm not
going to
accuse him of that.
But anyway, it's great conversation as always. Great debate, great topic. Now let's roll into the next segment, which is Rest My Case. I'm going to start with Taria. Taria, what are we resting today?
The word itself. I've said my position the whole time. Get rid of the word, because call the word what it is. It's hateful and derogatory. And I don't believe that anyone should be saying it, because it's not uplifting our community at all. And to sit around and have to parse as to who can say it. Oh, if you're Afro Latino, you can't say it. But oh no, if you're mixed and you actually sell some records, you can say it. But oh no, if you're Nigerian, you can't say it. Nobody has time for that. Instead, call to action. Let's deal with our community and let's stop using derogatory terms to uplift our community.
I feel like she running an election, like this
right.
campaign.
Always.
Sam, what's your rest my case?
Well, I got time for it to break down who can say it, who cannot say it. Okay?
You ain't got time.
I
you
do.
Got a couple of seconds.
Okay, no. So here's the deal. If you are a non-black individual, I feel like you should never say it. Like, not on a boat, not in a tote, not on a coat. I just don't think that you should say it. And
Dr. Seuss, are we?
Yeah. I just don't think, you know, not up there, not anywhere. So I just don't think that it's that simple. And sometimes don't ask us why you can't say it. Ask God why you can't say it. I don't know. But here's the thing, guys. Stop giving. Also, this is another rest of my case. Like, stop giving your non-black friends the pass and start giving them the look. You know what the look is.
That's the look. Please take note to this look.
You know what the look is. So, like, stop making it so easy and comfortable. I don't care if they're singing a song. I don't care if your name is nigga and they just calling you your name. You probably need a nickname like Lil N or, you know, Baby N. Baby nickname is N now. So, whatever.
Do not name your child nigger or nigga. Period.
I'm sure there's someone with that name already.
No, please don't.
What's yours?
I don't have one today. I mean, I don't. We shouldn't use it, period. But if we're going to use it and we're going to continue to use it, then if you are not black, you should not use it.
So non-black people. So wait, so the general consensus is we can all agree non-black people should stay away from the N-word.
Greed.
In all sense of the word.
Correct.
Negro falls under that category too.
Right.
Colored.
My nig. Yeah. My nig. Stay away from that.
Yeah. Not all non-blacks, and if you talk about the list, Afro-Latino, Puerto Rican, Nigerian, I'm sorry, friends, you're not a part.
We love y'all.
Dominicans.
All Dominicans. No.
No.
If your people were not slaves,
if
no.
they wouldn't fight and sit at the counter, the lunchroom counter, if they wouldn't getting hosed and beat down.
And stop
Ooh,
asking
see, I have
why,
a question.
Too.
Because, see, some white people were at that counter with us.
That's true.
That's another topic for another day. That don't stick. That's another topic for another day.
Freedom fighters, I appreciate them.
I do, too. However, they still can't say it either.
Shout out.
Their ancestors, whatever, they can't say it either. Their descendants can't say it either. Nobody, nope. I mean, I appreciate the freedom fighters.
I do.
They assisted.
I appreciate them, too, because all of these people who had to endure this word over and over again allowed us to be able to sit here today.
And they actually weren't called nigger. They were, was called nigger lovers then, but they was not called niggers.
They still use that word too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, this was again a great conversation. We have rested our case. Make sure y'all subscribe to YouTube, iTunes, especially we're on iHeartRadio now.
Shout out. Go subscribe on iHeartRadio.
And follow us at NFQPod on Twitter. No further Q on Instagram, and no further questions on Facebook. And it's your girl Brandy, and you can follow me at Brand_Janae.
It's your favorite person of all time, Simply Being T. That's me, Taria.
Are we following you today, Sam?
No, you're not gonna follow me today, but follow us on Instagram and Twitter.
On the gram, follow us on the gram again, on Facebook, on Twitter. And also, make sure y'all subscribe, like, listen, share, you know, iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube. So we out. See y'all next episode.